y juro trabajar incansablemente por la felicidad del pueblo uruguayo.
Pledging to defend the Constitution and work for the people's happiness, Uruguay's first socialist president was sworn in March 1st. Tabaré Vázquez promptly unveiled an anti-poverty program and restored full diplomatic relations with communist Cuba.
Es muy bueno que los pueblos hermanos estén unidos.
Mr. Vázquez said, "It is good that fraternal nations are united. In the name of the Uruguayan people, I am pleased to welcome the Cuban people once again in this house to strengthen the relationship and friendship that never should have been broken." Appearing at the Uruguayan leader's side was Cuban Foreign Minister Felipe Pérez Roque.
Con el pueblo de Cuba y la revolución cubana.
Mr. Pérez Roque said, "Uruguay can count on the Cuban revolution and the people of Cuba forever." Uruguay is but the latest South American nation to elect a left-leaning leader, joining Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Ecuador, and Venezuela. If the 1990s was an era of free market reforms implemented by governments eager to trumpet closer ties with Washington, the new millennium has seen a reversal of the trend. No longer do the region's leaders speak of the privatization of government assets, except to lambast what most regard as a failed experiment foisted on them by the International Monetary Fund and the United States. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and other leaders have been blunt in their criticism of the U.S. invasion of Iraq and have placed an emphasis on strengthening regional trade over a hemisphere-wide pact that would include the United States. The director of Western Hemisphere Studies at Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies in Washington, Reardon Rowett, says the ascendancy of left-of-center leaders in South America is no accident.
I think there is a trend with two parts, two components. One is the failure of the so-called Washington Consensus to bring economic growth and distribution during the 1990s. Second, from the point of view of the average Latin American, therefore the traditional political parties who were in control of the economy during the 90s, have failed. And therefore there is a search for new representation and I think new economic and social models in all of these countries.
But despite being swept to power on socialist rhetoric, President Lula da Silva and other South American leaders have surprised critics and angered core supporters by setting aside radical notions of massive state intervention in the economy. Professor Rowett says today's South American governments want to be seen as business-friendly, but with a stronger emphasis on helping the poor and disadvantaged.
They're less socialist, I think, than they are not necessarily anti-market, but they're kind of pro-people, pro-social distribution, pro-reducing income inequalities, more for social justice, but again, in a relatively open market framework, because this new generation understands perfectly well how the market operates.
Even the man seen as South America's fiercest disciple of socialism, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, says his fellow South American leaders are bound by pragmatism, not ideology. Mr. Chavez spoke with reporters at the Vázquez inauguration in Montevideo. He said, "A good team is being organized. I would not say an ideological group, but a group of progressive people who are sympathetic to the needs of the people. This is what really matters." Analysts say the embrace of Cuba by Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, and other nations in the region plays to the hardline leftist elements within their leaders' respective political parties and coalitions, but in no way signifies a wish to emulate the Cuban communist model. At the State Department Thursday, spokesman Richard Boucher was asked about U.S. relations with Uruguay's new government, as well as other left-of-center governments in the region.
We'll have to see how our relationship evolves. Certainly, we look forward to working with all countries in the hemisphere on important issues.
Mr. Boucher did not elaborate, but observers say Washington's wait-and-see approach is likely to be mirrored by President Vázquez and other leaders in the region. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.